now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 27th. This week in 1965, Jeff Beck joined the Yardbirds as a replacement for Eric Clapton. Whatever will be, que sera, sera, sung by Doris Day in the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, the Alfred Hitchcock movie, won an Academy Award for the Best Original Song this week in 1957. In 1962, Gene Chandler received a gold record for Duke of Earl. The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band album cover was photographed this week in 1967. In 63, Leslie Gore had her first appearance on American Bandstand. Paris police arrested 85 rioters at a Rolling Stones concert there this week in 1966. Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire Medal, from Queen Elizabeth for services to the music industry this week in 2001. The Jimmy Rogers Show with Connie Francis as one of the regular guests debuted on television this week in 1959. In 1960, Elvis Presley taped the Frank Sinatra Timex TV special, Welcome Home Elvis, and it was recorded in Miami, Florida. The Woodstock movie premiered in Hollywood, California, this week in 1970. In 1967, Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group to form Traffic. John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool, England, was opened to the public for the first time this week in 2003. In 1973, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show got their wish as they appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone. Freddie Cannon's Tallahassee Lassie was released this week in 1959. In the studio, the Rascals recorded Groovin' in 67. Same week, same year, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl. Gary Lewis recorded Greengrass in 66. Elvis recorded Burning Love in 72. Brenda Lee recorded I'm Sorry in 1960. In 1955, Fats Domino in the studio, he cut Blue Monday. Hank Ballard recorded Finger Poppin' Time in 1960. Troy Shondell cut This Time in 1961. This week in 1967, the Beatles finished recording their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. The Beach Boys recorded I Get Around, and in 1964, Brian Wilson was so fed up with his father's criticism that he fired him as their manager. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded Do the Freddie in 65, and Johnny Cash recorded I Walk the Line in 1956. Birthdays: Sarah Vaughan, born in 24, Terry Jacks is 78, Eric Clapton, 77, Frankie Lane, born in 1913, that is, Rolf Harris is turning 92 this week, Randy Van Warmer, born in 1955. Ronnie Rice from the New Colony 6 in Chicago is 78. Herb Alpert is turning 87 this week. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family is 88. Richard Chamberlain is also 88 this week. John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born this week in 1948. Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers is 83. Debbie Reynolds, born this week in 1932. Phil Margot from the Tokens, born in 1942. Frank Gehry is 78. Marvin Gaye, born in 1939. Leon Russell, born in 1941. And Jim Dandy Mangrum from Black Oak, Arkansas, this week is turning 74. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 27th. Thanks very much. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.